Hey guys, hope you had an amazing weekend. At least I did. Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thabrani, give you the top sports stories of the day.
The top story of the day
is that England women have beaten India women in the finals of the ICC Champions Trophy at Lord's to become champions. The margin of victory? Just 9 runs. England won the toss and decided to bat first. Barring Shikha Pandey and Harmanpreet Kaur, all the Indian bowlers were pretty economical. Shout out to Jhulan Goswami, who conceded just 23 runs in her 10 overs, a spell that also included 3 maidens and 3 wickets. England ended on 228 for 7, and it didn't look like a big score to me at the halfway point, to be honest. I thought it was India's game to lose after putting in such a good bowling performance and restricting a world-class England batting lineup to just 228. I went to play tennis soon after, so I missed most of the second innings. Smriti Mandhana got out for a duck, but the other opener, Poonam Roth, did well to score 86. Harmanpreet Kaur scored a half century, and Vedha Krishnamurthy scored a quick 35 of 34. When I put the TV on, India needed about 55 to win of the last 10 overs, with 7 wickets in hand, and at that point, India were clear favourites. But then there was the magic of Ania Shrubsole, and India slowly lost their way towards the end. So congratulations to the England women for winning the Champions Trophy at home and outdoing the men's team. As for India, it's been 2 defeats and 2 successive months in the Champions Trophy final. But unlike the men, the women put up a great fight and came ever so close. At the start of the tournament, if you would have given India women a final berth, they would have taken it. I personally didn't expect India to make it beyond the semis at the start of the tournament. And when I saw India were playing Australia in the semis, I didn't give India a chance. Good job, ladies. Moving on to football, just the 2 deals to talk about, and both are about fullbacks and both involve Manchester City. Alexander Kolarov has left Manchester City after 7 years and has signed for Serie A club AS Roma on a 3-year deal. The transfer fee is around £4.5 million. Great business by Roma. In the other deal, Manchester City have signed right back Danilo for £26.5 million. But I'm not sure if he's going to play right back, given that Kyle Walker is also now at the club. Pep Guardiola has described Danilo as a player who can play as a right back, left back, or even in the midfield, which gives you a further indication that Danilo won't play right back, which is his preferred position, of course. The Brazilians sign on a 5-year deal. Not a lot of other stuff to report about, but I came across an article today that described the Instagram exchanges between Raymond Green and Conor McGregor. So it all started off when Green saw McGregor wearing a number 23 jersey, which is his current jersey number for the Golden State Warriors. Green told McGregor to take it off. McGregor replied by saying he had no idea who Raymond Green was, and also included a couple of swear words to make his reply look cool. Green lost his cool and told him that he's going to get his ass whooped by Mayweather and that he should go back and train better. But the jersey that McGregor was wearing was the old Golden State Warriors jersey before Raymond Green joined the Warriors, so apparently it was of CJ Watson, the veteran point guard. Great stuff. That's all I've got for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow. Yalla, bye. Oh.